pleasure. You mean pleasure. Gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. Again, welcome everyone to our 2024 Men's Breakfast. One item I really want to go about and being intentional about going forward is starting right around this time. I know we've have a lot of stories and things to talk about and discuss the table, so that we definitely want to continue with that. But be intentional about the end time on finishing out and getting where we need to go for professional obligations, all those sort of things. So I'm going to get right into it. So for today, it's a little bit different format. You can see the chairs that we have up here. Really what we want to go about is the men's ministry team, and to introduce that team and also share more what's going on and what we have planned coming up here for 2024. So Jason, being our fearless leader, is going to come up here and introduce us to all that. And we're going to get into it and have a little bit more discussion. So Jason.
Woohoo! you can officially remove my name from coaching search for the University of Alabama. I have been asked several times, though it would be amazing to go and do that. I want to say from my platform today, I'm officially resigning, removing my name consideration.
We're okay with that.
I do say, though, said earlier, the greatest job on the history of the planet would be a former college football coach. Just take Jimbo Fisher, for example. $75 million to do nothing. That'd be amazing. I'd love that. Anyway, this morning we wanted to share some excitement and some plans, ideas. Just these men, this new group of leadership team that we put together is putting together and talking about and planning. Today is not necessarily a presentation as much as it is a conversation. We were going to ask questions. They're going to ask questions of you from certain areas, you know, ideas you may have, thoughts of things we've got going on. So it's just back and forth. Okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to jump in. At the end, we'll try to save some time for standard Q&A if something didn't get asked or something else comes up. But feel free to just raise your hand and jump in if you want a clarification for something or you have details for something. Ben Parlier is not here today. Ben had surgery a few weeks ago and is still recovering and trying to push a little too hard. And so advisement of his medical team and wife, he was to stay home today, maybe joining us online. If he does, we'll let him jump in and say something. Ben is serving as our men's leadership team chairperson this year, men's president, whatever you want to call it. Ben is, no, stop bothering me, ESPN. Seriously.
They're asking you to reconsider.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They're on there watching. I can't do it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Ben is, you'll hear from Ben soon. He's also going to be featured in one of our community and faith videos soon as well. We'll talk about that a little bit. So you'll see him at church as well. So we hope Ben gets to feeling better, but he will. He's just recovering still and will do a great job. So that's why I'm kind of filling in for that spot today. Want to introduce these guys. They're going to come up and they're going to sit and they're going to share a little bit about what they do, what their plans are, what questions they may have of you. And then you're going to fire back. That's pretty much the plan for the day. That's it. You've got our cheat sheet on the table with some information about front and back. It's produced a little weird, so you got to flip towards you instead of around. But you know, you'll figure that out. You're a pretty smart man. But they'll talk through that a little bit and share some of those ideas and explain a little more, so you'll have an idea what's going on. Okay. First, I want to introduce Kevin. You know Kevin Berry. Kevin's been in charge of men's breakfast. Most would have considered him men's chairperson over the last year or two, and he would deny that, but I think that's even what was in the leadership manual that we have at the church. So we've added some more positions, and Kevin decided he just wants to focus on breakfast, so that's what he's going to do. I invite Eric Stevens. Eric Stevens is officially in charge of men's discipleship is what we're referring to it as, with a focus on mentoring, radical mentoring, small groups, discipleship, however we we see that coming in the new year or three as he serves. Kurt Davis. Kurt is in charge of what we're referring to as events. Right now, it's the men's breakfast, I mean, men's dinner, excuse me, that we have in May, and possible other things, other outings, other events or things that we may have coming up that offer opportunities for fellowship, outreach, involvement, those kind of things. And finally, Leonard Scarborough. Leonard is representing our missions section. We have two guys covering our missions for us for men's ministry. Leonard is going to be over anything that we do outside of the city of Roswell, whether it be domestic or foreign. Right now, Leonard serves in that capacity for the missions team for the whole church in some form or fashion. So we asked him just to double up on that and help us in the men's area as well. And Justin Hill. Justin is a younger dad, 30-something. Justin has a huge passion for local missions and service. Those of you who are part of the bicycle drive that we did during Christmas, Justin spearheaded that. And has some great ideas for some other stuff coming up. So officially, that's our men's ministry team, right? Am I missing anybody? No? Yeah? Okay. So these guys, as I said, will kind of just explain a little bit about themselves, what they're doing, and then we'll get into some possible questions. How about that? Kevin, you're up first.
Yeah, wonderful. So great to be here. Great to partner with this great leadership team here. So look forward to all the things that we're going to do together. But it, just as Jason said, I want to hear from you also and hear ideas, questions, and what can we do more as a men's ministry team? So here's an opportunity today and certainly going forward. I just want to maybe just kind of refresh a little bit. What's our mission? What's the mission of our men's breakfast here? Is to encourage men to take the next steps in their faith walk as we journey together. And who are those other men? It's men from the church. And we're all in different different parts in our faith journey together. And it's your neighbors. It's so many other people. So I challenge all of you, myself, is to continue to find other men that we need to encourage to take their next steps in their faith walk as well.
I ask you first question, Kevin, do they have to be RUMC people?
No. Good softball. I appreciate that softball. Yeah. Needed that. Yeah, so that's what I have.
Okay. Eric, Z-Pay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think sometimes the role of mentoring was one that actually I blame Jason for introducing me to. Many, many, many years ago, we had high school students would get mentors as a part of going through their matriculation through high school, getting ready for college. And I thought, how appropriate to equip a young man or a young woman with a person who was going to pour into them. Read a book together and you got to know each other in that kind of way. And they got used to talking about, not to a parent or to an authority figure who might, you know, roll that back up to their parents, but just as an adult friend who's one and only responsibility was to show the kind of care and attention that maybe many of us had from a Boy Scout leader or something, maybe growing up a coach. And so Jason introduced me to mentoring. Well, it really caught fire with me. And now Rusty Gordon introduced me to something called radical mentoring. And radical mentoring is a specific style of mentoring aimed at men in the red zone. Now, oftentimes I've heard on TV, the red zone is within the 20-yard line where you're likely to score in the next play.
See, I knew that. That's why they won't be there.
You knew that, right? And so that is not the red zone I'm talking about.
Ooh.
The red zone I'm talking about is that time in your marriage when you're having to figure out how to be a provider and a husband and a father, and you're being stretched in a million directions. And maybe you don't have anybody pouring into you. You're just pouring into everybody else. So radical mentoring was created, Rusty, in collaboration with a guy named Reggie Campbell. And North Point's discipleship program has been built around men who go to radical mentoring as a part of that matriculation. And so Rusty led a group, and then this last year, we led two groups that had were either all RUMC people or were partially RUMC people. And so we are hoping to bring radical mentoring to men who are in the red zone first, and then other men as appropriate. And so our hope this year is that many of the dads, and we have a couple of here, who have been confirmand parents, they're in the red zone right now. They're trying to find their way through that window before they're empty nesters. And we want to provide them someone who's going to pour into them. So I have a heart for radical mentoring. And can I do a little calendaring? The first retreat weekend that everybody is invited to. This is not just for somebody who wants to be in radical mentoring. It's a great men's retreat that is being held by radical mentoring. Is March the 22nd.
It's on your paper.
On your paper. So it's the first. We have two versions of this because Justin was going to be here. We did a small mice print. He's the one that's under 40, I think. And then we have the larger print version for the rest of us. And so that is March the 22nd weekend. And everybody is invited. The price is going to be like $230. We'll send out a link. The link is not on here. So that you can sign up, and if there's enough of us, we will provide some transportation up to Cleveland, Georgia.
It's part of our discussion. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We got some ideas about it. Yep.
So there's a little bit of intro into radical mentoring this year.
Kurt?
All right.
That would be obvious, my bad.
Making sure Eric was gone.
Yeah. I tell you. On downhill every time.
All right. As your events person, one of the things we as a group want to do, and I'm my role, is to foster opportunities to gather that are not necessarily your standard church events. Two focal points right now, the first and primary is the men's dinner. How many of you were at last year's dinner? Fantastic. Obviously a very moving event, and we want to create another similar event this year. May 16th is our official date. This is the Thursday after Mother's Day. So we are in the process of determining what that program will be, who our speaker will be, but we obviously want it to be just as moving. And then some other things that we're looking at, we talked about doing an event that we've affectionately called Cars and Q, where we go up and visit the Savoy Automotive Museum. Doesn't have to be barbecue that we have as part of that. It just like, sounded fantastic.
We either have to do that or go play pool. One of those two, because the name.
So. Which in Carnesville might be questionable, but we'll be getting more information on that out and available to you. And we're very much interested in what you might suggest as other events you'd like to see, as well as any feedback that you have from the dinner last year, things that you might suggest for this year's event.
Thanks, Kurt. Hey, Leonard.
Hi, I'm Leonard Scarborough. I work with what we call DARE Ministry here at Cross United Methodist Church. It's a disaster assistance and recovery effort. It's been around since Katrina. A lot of folks in the room that probably did Katrina trips. Well, we're back trying to get involved a great deal in the mission field. Last year, we started to really work. We, Ross United Methodist Church and our DARE ministry, we were involved in 16 different mission trips. It ranged from one day to 5 day trips, from early recovery teams to long-term recovery teams. Hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, any natural disaster will go in and help. Early teams, you have to be certified and badged by UMCOR to get into certain areas after a disaster. Long-term recovery has always been Roswell's main thrust. You have to have no training whatsoever. Our trips are normally day trips or two-day trips. Our first trip for 2024 is being scheduled for March 8th and 9th, which is a Friday and a Saturday. We would ask volunteers to sign up for one or both days. We normally will provide overnight accommodations. There's no cost involved at all. Travel, meals, everything is covered. You don't have to have any skills to do long-term recovery. We can find work. It's open to men. It's open to women. It's open to youth. We're in the process of working with Ben on possibly working with the youth on a couple of trips this year as well. I mentioned last year we had a pretty good year, I thought. Ross United Methodist Church, we were one of the founding churches for what we call Disaster Church Alliance. That is a, started off as United Methodist, it's now basically non-denominational. We wanted to be able to respond to disasters without going through all the red tapes involved. So we've created a group of our of churches that get together, and we're open to receive direct requests for aid from the different conferences around the Southeast. We've worked with Florida. We've worked with Tennessee. We've worked with Kentucky. Ross United Methodist Church, we're also very proud to be one of the three churches that were asked to be trainers and certified on the North Georgia Conference new solar trailer, which creates solar electricity from the sun. We can take it on location, provide batteries, refrigeration, a number of different avenues with solar. It's a trailer. It's got seven solar panels on it. We also have an array of 28 panels to create a bunch of electricity. This year, we're expecting to get our first solar powered shower trailer today. So we're doing a lot with the conference, with other churches in the area. We have been very fortunate that we have a nice partnership with Dunwoody United Methodist Church, with East Cobb United Methodist Church, supplying volunteers for our DARE mission trips. We also work with Due West Methodist Church and Alpharetta Methodist Church. So it's a number of different things. Our goal for 2024 is to get back and do a trip a month. You might notice we said March. I too had surgery, and I'm out of the loop for any kind of work until middle of February, end of February. So we're looking at March the 8th. One day, we drive down in the morning. I'll have you back here in Raleigh by 6 o'clock. And we need more. What we need is more folks from Ross United Methodist Church to join our efforts in helping the people that have been affected by disasters. Thank you.
Thanks, Leonard. Here's a question. How many of you knew all of that information from all those guys? Right? I didn't either. I'm on staff, and I didn't know we did 16 mission trips last week. How about that? It's awesome. Thanks, Leonard, for all your service there, all you guys. So what I want to do is go through our little list here. And just throw it back to you first. Make sure there's any questions for any of these guys right up front or their areas. We'll start there and then kind of go through and hit each one of our, I hate to use the word programs because people think that's a negative connotation. These are ministries, but we understand what program means. These are just opportunities for people to encounter Jesus Christ. And we're planning them programmatically, but they're all ministries for us. So we consider them as such, even going to visit, the car museum. It's a ministry. We understand what that purpose is and why we're doing that. But ask you if you have any questions for these guys in any of these specific areas that may have come across when you were listening to them. Anybody?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Leonard, you're very broad on what you do in one day. Don't need any skill.
No skills.
But what do you do? Are we cleaning bathrooms?
Over the past trips, we have probably rebuilt, either repaired or rebuilt, a dozen decks. We plug holes in sheetrock.
Okay.
We hang sheetrock.
When you say you don't need the experience, because there's someone there to guide you. Yeah, a lot of those trips will have contractors or builders or those kind of things on site already, or Leonard himself or anybody who may know. They just need people to help do the things.
We'll train. There's something for everyone to do. We've had kids as young as 10, and they're doing cleanup, but flooring, walls, we don't do many ladders. We don't do many roofs. Our goal is to come back to Roswell in one piece.
A lot of time just clean up, even sometimes. Two years later, you're still cleaning up yards and debris and things like that. If you remember Katrina, how many of you went on a Katrina trip when it all happened? Years. I think I didn't go down until after a year after, and there's still trees in the road. You're literally just picking up stuff. So any help needed. Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's Leonard. He's trying to lower himself to be a servant more. So he just couldn't. There you go. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Jason, how do you plan to communicate all that's been said here to the men who are not here?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thanks, Roger. We're trying to up our presence on the website, and everybody rolls their eyes on that one. We know how sometimes it's difficult to gather that website and gather those things. But we have a really good – let me do this. Let me go back and start our legacy for men's breakfast. And we look around and we say, well, we have a small crowd, smaller than we have used to. But if those have been around for a long – been coming many years, can remember even less, right? And definitely less excitement that's going on. I would go back to Kevin, go back to Eric, go back to Tim Kittredge. If you guys remember Tim, Tim was, when I first came, Tim had just been assigned or right after I got here, maybe a year or two. And his excitement for this program was just infectious. And he gathered a name list. His number one thing was a contact list and trying to get in touch with people and to get them to come, and it manifested into more people coming just because his own excitement for what this could be. So we have a good contact list, email list. We'll get all this information out. What we're really wanting to do, and this was kind of a joke that we said, but all these jokes sometimes come with a little bit of reality to them. We'd love to lower the overall age of this group a little bit. Nothing wrong with having the group that we have, but we'd love to get some younger guys in and try to drop down our age to around, something, 50 maybe, 45, 50. So a lot of the young dads, we know, you remember how hard it was when you were that age. A lot of moms working now, people just, they feel trapped. They feel like they just can't do a lot of things outside the home at that age. And that's another good reason why mentoring is such a good idea. But we've talked to them about possibilities of them coming, what they can do to help that. We can help that, adjustments we can make. And that's one of the getting done on time ideas for those guys. We can make sure we do that, then that'll help in that process as well. But our communication through the Sunday school classes is a great thing. And our communication through those newsletters and emails. And I think what it really boils down to is individual asks, and Kevin has a really big challenge for us to everyone. Back in the 80s, there was a great Christian song of each one reach one. And I think if everybody did that, if everybody just did an idea of who can you invite, who can you bring, get one person extra here, and we wouldn't have enough space in the room to hold everybody.
So. Jason, if I could just add on to that, I think it's a great point that you make, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, nonetheless, I think we, right, into the discussion of how we can be more strategic and have other kind of thinking outside the box activities that could be appealing for different ideas. And we could talk about some of those. And Justin, who is not here today, who's in one of those, again, the younger summer school classes, had a bunch of different ideas that I think will be able to provide momentum and expand outward and be appealing. I think not only from the activities themselves, and we talked about, we could get into this barbecue thing, I can speak to that in a little bit here, but I think of there's different times and availability. Certainly it's very hard. I know for many of my peers who I invite and have good relationships that say they would like to come, but there's professional obligations. We're driving kids to school. you know, getting me on the buses and all that sort of stuff. So to really be impactful and to really be able to have that far reaching net, is it always everyone to invite here for the breakfast? I would like that. But the reality is there needs to be some evening activities, weekend activities. Yep. And I think there can be some fun mission things and fellowship things, but maybe we speak a little bit more about the part.
And I don't want people to think that because people don't attend this, they're not involved in men's ministry. This is just one of the programs that we have. We'd love to say, like in, you know, in the world of youth, you know, Sunday nights is the thing and we build and did and we go from it and everybody goes out of it. That's not necessarily the case for breakfast because, as you know, as Kevin said, not everybody can make it, but, and we know that, but trying to get everybody plugged into something that we do, but being aware of those things is a really big deal. And that's kind of to your point, Roger. Do you have any ideas, Roger, of how we can do that? Well, Roger always has ideas. I would love to hear.
I don't want to do much. I just think it's important to let the whole church know and to sponsor some church-wide events. Have the men sponsor an event that everybody comes to and gets to know the men's club.
Yeah.
We could do a cleanup day here. We could do a Wednesday night dinner sponsored by the men.
That's great.
It'd be a barbecue. I mean, there are a whole number of things that just promote the men's organization.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Especially if they're all the ones serving and they're the ones doing and cleaning and love it.
Higher visibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Roger's point, we were talking about that last night in our Bible study group.
Yeah.
A lot of guys would come if it was more family things, or you could bring the kids too, like dad, daughter, or daddy and sons doing something. That's a whole lot easier, you know, for the family dynamics for us with kids.
Well, and we are a large church. Sometimes we try to come across as a medium or smaller church, but we are a large church. And you literally should not be expected to come to everything. You know, you can't come to everything. And so people can't come to all the things that we have. We have to set our goals as to what's expected and what's good. What does this mean, deem as successful, right? If two people show up, is that successful to a program? Maybe. Depends on what the program is, right? So I think we can do that. We have high expectations for certain events like the men's dinner and some of those things. But I really feel like you guys, your commitment to coming to this program and these guys and their passion, I really feel like we're on the brink of something really great for men ministry here at the church. So, those good ideas, Roger. Thank you.
We certainly could take from the confirmation. Mm-hmm. You have already a list of parents, fathers. That's a given.
Yeah.
And, of course, in their circle, they know others.
And it's growing. Confirmation class is growing. It's always kind of a litmus of the youth group, where they are and what's going on. We had transition this year, so it's a little different. It's the smallest class we've had in a while, but we're coming from COVID. You know, it's still growing. So we're gauging that a little bit. And but it's
basically what enhances young fathers,
mm-hmm.
what's going to draw them.
Yeah,
it's right. Father mentoring program. I mean, they're starving for. Okay, what's going to come around the corner? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Love anybody's input in terms of those that have done it before.
Yeah, because some of these guys are going to a class, but you're in there with everyone else doing the same thing, all experiencing the same thing, possibly without any guidance or wisdom from somebody who's been through it before sometimes.
So you have a lot that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? Okay. I had this written down. Kurt, last night we talked about, I'll share it briefly, but I'll let you talk more about it, about the house model, the idea of in certain areas, in leadership, in getting volunteers and program and implementing people into systems, there's a funnel idea. You know, an entry point where people get into something and then they matriculate down, to use your word, down to a leadership or deeper position, discipleship models, follow this funnel model. We used house model when we were doing the dive because it's such a wonderful place and it's visually seen as this big, huge house. So we would go front porch, all the entry points. Those outreach events like Kurt was talking about.
Right.
And some people would see those just as fun things. And they were just offering these fun things to do. It's just a waste of time. Why do we worry about discipleship? We got disciple, disciple, disciple. Well, as we said, there's sometimes where people need an entry point into what we're doing. And so that front porch idea is there may not be a lot of discipling going on. There may not be even a sermon, you know, heaven forbid, not at this event, you know, but it's a great opportunity for people to feel comfortable to come into a space to get connected and to an entry point. So, Kurt, talk a little more about that.
Not that I can have a whole lot to
that. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, any ideas? How about this? I think I explained it all, but that's kind of the idea. You can talk about those two things and see if does anybody else have any other ideas? Roger mentioned a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. To get other men here, to get them acquainted with us, get them interested in what and who we are, and become the mentors to them if we can, disciple, and just continue furthering our ministry and helping this area, growing our faith in every way we can and theirs.
I was going to say, one of the things Justin mentioned, and well, not Justin, we have on the docket that Leonard may or may not be aware of, it falls into Justin's area, was to do a barbecue fundraiser.
Absolutely.
Which kind of serves to a service to the whole church. It'll be offered to the whole church to help. It doesn't require that many people to man the smoker overnight, but to do a Boston Butt sale, open up as we would do like the Christmas trees in the past. Just if you want to buy one, then you come back on Saturday or Sunday morning and pick it up and you have it. You've all been a part of those before. But that gets our word out to the whole community, to the whole church. It serves a great purpose and connects some people in those kind of events. That's kind of one of the areas.
Yeah. And again, like Roger and Dave had mentioned, if there's anything else that you have as suggestions, we are absolutely open to hearing those because we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm. The men's dinner is on your sheet. We had written down the first week of May. That was my fault. I changed it on the small print sheet, but when I went to blow this up to make it bigger, I didn't go back and edit that. So it says the first week of May, but May 16th. If you look on your calendar, it's right. But on the little blurb, the little wording of that piece that you should take home with you, it says first week of May. But on the calendar, it's right for May 16th. Okay. And that's important. It's a big deal. Eric.
So the next campus-wide events, which I think is a great time for men to do stuff where the men are out in force, if you will, is Alter Your Life Week. Alter Your Life Weekend is always what weekend?
Not always.
The pop quiz.
Yeah, not always.
Nearly always.
Almost always.
Nearly always what weekend?
Super Bowl
weekend. Where the red zone is back to the within the 20 yards.
Right? All the way around here. All the way back. There you go.
Alter Your Life Weekend is Super Bowl weekend this year. And it is a campus-wide event. If you're not familiar with it, it is a youth retreat. And I remember the first year that it took over the main sanctuary. And we had a lot of folks that were there basically as hall monitors because we got youth from high school age and maybe a little bit of middle school. And just making sure that the right people went into the right bathrooms was one of the jobs that needed to be done. And as dads, you know, it's a chance for us to take a buddy with us. There's lots of different volunteer opportunities that you do. But you're basically there to be sort of a safety margin between kids who are having a good time in the church property that is used to a little more adult supervision. And when they roll all the couches in, it's an amazing amount of transformation to see go on Friday night and on Saturday. And then by Sunday worship, it's all back to semi-normal. But it's really a transformation for the whole church campus. This will be the first year where we do it with the Commons. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. But my challenge to you is this. You and one buddy who's not in this room, a buddy who's not in this room, and you volunteer to show up for a two-hour shift. You will not have to patch drywall. You might have. You might, well,
historically speaking, that is not out of the realm of possibility.
But no special skills are required to do this. It's mostly to have an adult presence on campus and whatever, and pitch in whatever the real, I shouldn't say the real volunteers. That sounds so bad. The rest of the rest of the folks, you know, may give you assignments to go do, but it's really just to be here and bring a buddy, because the way you get involved is you invite somebody. You invite somebody, you come and you do something, and you have a good time together. That is contagious. And the parents that I've talked to feel much better when they see other adults who are going to be on property while they drop their kids off for what is an intense weekend. And so I'm going to encourage you, it's coming right up. It's just in 4 or 5 weeks now. Sign up and there will be a link. We'll send out two links. One is for the men's retreat. That's March 22nd. And one is for Alter Your Life. And sign up for a 2-hour slot.
Well, I'd say this, Eric. The sign-up genius for Alter Your Life, we've changed it, and it's just general volunteers now. So you sign up, and they'll put you somewhere for a slot. And so there's not a specific. On the table over there, we put a sign-up specific that we can give to Ben and those guys for, like, security. That your job would be to come and either work the parking lot or work inside and man one of those hallways. Just, again, to be present type thing. We find that to be a really great entry point for some adult men volunteers. I don't have to be around the kids. I don't have to be inside. We'd love you to be in the parking lot. That's a great, great way to do that. So if you want to do that specifically, there's a sign-up sheet over there. The link will be a generic sign-up for Alter Your Life that you can, if you're willing to come and help and do anything, they'll literally put you to anything, kind of, you know, in a realm of.
And it is inspiring to see those kids on campus going through that weekend.
And I remind you, we also say this, when we have 300-400 kids show up to this thing, those aren't all RUMC kids.
Right.
Obviously, those aren't all church kids. So we come to expect kids to act a certain way and be a certain way and, well, you shouldn't go do this. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because some kids come and they've never been to church before. They don't know these things. And we have to be prepared for that, not expect them to behave a certain way. So that's another part of the reason we have these assistants that are in the hallways to say, no, you shouldn't be going downstairs and smoking like that. So let's go back upstairs. You know, that's, again, not out of the realm of possibility since it's happened before. Yes, sir. Somebody over here have a question? Oh, please.
With Ben being the youth minister, is he altering AYL in any way, shape, or form?
Don't know.
To be determined.
I've not been consulted on that one. And so I've got a lane over here that I'm trying to stay in.
Yep, I get it.
Very difficult sometimes, but I'm trying to stay in this lane over here. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. Honestly, I should, but it hasn't come up, and I haven't asked. I don't know if it's going to be in the sanctuary. I'm thinking it's in the DOT. I think the main session's in the DOT, but it may still be in the sanctuary. I'm not sure. I haven't heard. I don't know where. It might be in the chapel, back in the chapel. No, I don't know. Yeah, so that's why I didn't put a location down over there on the sign-up sheet as to where it would be, but you'll be informed by the end. Yes, sir.
What do the kids do at the weekend?
Yeah, again, historically, you can only speak of what we did before. I haven't seen a schedule for this year. If you've ever heard of any of the 3-day weekends, the Walk to Emmaus, if you've been to a spiritual retreat of any sort as an adult, it all pans kind of the same way. They come in on Friday night and have a opening session, a worship session. There are 4 main sessions, speaker-driven worship leader sessions, like a worship service. They're a little longer than normal. They're a little bit more interactive than normal. Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday morning. And then inside of those is on Saturday afternoon, traditionally, we've done a mission opportunity. So each grade and group goes and does a different type mission project. From 6th and 7th graders staying on campus, and they basically go externally further as they get older, whereas the juniors and seniors would go down and do homeless ministry downtown with Seven Bridges and some other ministries like that. So that's on Saturday afternoons. They stay in host homes, which is a big plug right now. I guess that's where you're going, Aaron.
Yep.
If you're willing, it sounds crazy. It's like you just said they go downstairs and smoke. You just said, right. Well, it's true. They might. But, you know, we still need people to host them. I'm not saying they're going to do that. I would scare you off by saying that. But we need, I don't know how many, probably 30 host homes.
Yeah.
Church families who want to take a group of 6 to 10 girls, boys, into their home. And we say, well, I only have one extra bedroom. I can't do that. Nope, not true. How many of you know Miss Elaine Hughes? You know Miss Elaine Hughes? Elaine Hughes hosted 10 senior girls in her 1,200-square-foot two-bedroom house several years ago. They were on couches. They were on the floor. And those girls loved every second. Just adored that woman and wanted to go back and have a retreat, have a sleepover at her house. Just saying. It doesn't matter the size of the place. It doesn't matter all those things. And you get help, transportation. You get help with food, all those things. They just need a compassionate, caring family of the church that will care about them and show them a little bit of Jesus. That's all. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? We're running over. We talked about being on time, and we're already a little later than we talked about being done. I'm going to give you one challenge, and then I want us to pray for these guys real quick, and then stick around. If you whoever can stick around, you have any questions for them, they'll be here. Those who can, those who have to go to work, whatever. I want to, as you heard all these things, maybe the Holy Spirit's stirring in something in you. You want to help out in some way. You're like, man, I love blah, blah, blah. I love helping these events. I just love, you know, getting these things together in crowds and parties, or I love serving. I just want to go and do. I want to go and help, and I want other people to do that as well. Whatever it is, you've got a spot for you. These guys need a Timothy, to put it bluntly. They need somebody to go along with them and help them do these things. So if you feel called to be in any of these ministries, they would love the help. Right now, they are running pretty much a one-man team on each area. We'd love to get two or three people in each area to help them produce whatever it is they're producing in their ministry areas. So if you'd like to do that, just go talk to one of them. Tell them you're interested. You can come tell me, send me an email, something like that. We'll get you connected, but they would love the assistance. So think, what are you passionate about? What's God calling you to do? What's that still voice telling you? So I would love to help out with whatever. Maybe it's just one of the events. Maybe it's the dinner. I was so impacted by dinner last year. I just want to help put that on. Bert would love to help. I've got this idea of so-and-so. Well, Leonard would love to help have you help lead that mission, whatever that project could be. Okay, so find them and let them know that you're interested in helping in those areas. Yes, sir.
You didn't talk about AM basketball.
Thank you, sir. Yes. You know what? I apologize. We have a 5:30 a.m. basketball group.
Yeah.
That plays Monday, Wednesday, Friday at the Roswell Area Rec Center.
He didn't talk about it because they've been harassing him about the COVID.
Very few in this room would be considered the oldest person there. How about that? We have the guy who runs the league is 78 years old. Love and it. He's been playing for 40 years. Okay? So we have all ages who play. Come join us 5:30 in the morning. Let me know you want to play. The skill level goes from me who runs and huffs and lays down the ground about halfway through to we got a guy who was a starting tight end for Clemson and got picked up for NFL team. He played for the Falcons, played for all these other guys, and he just destroys me almost every day. Almost every day of my life I go and play. He plays about 60%, and he still is just so much better than me. I don't care. Still playing. So you're welcome to come. Let me know. It's 5:30 to 6:30 Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, if you want to play, let me know.
Quick plug real quick for Men's Breakfast, February 1st. We have Mr. Lance. Lance is going to be speaking, so you will be leading us. So look forward to that message.
You just scared them all away.
Okay, so to close us, if you will, I'm going to ask Eric to sit back down. Sorry. And maybe Leonard will come back before we start. But if not, y'all come join me around these guys and let's lay hands on these guys as leadership to pray for these guys. And then we'll close out, okay? I think everybody needs to stretch a little bit. Roger, would you mind praying for us? Y'all come on in, guys. Come on in. Get on in there. Ain't nobody, everybody smells. Nobody's had it. Oh, that's okay. That's right.
Father, we thank you for the opportunities that you put in front of us. And we pray, Father, you would give us hearts to receive. And through those hearts, you would give us hearts to do. So we thank you for the opportunities that have been offered today. We thank you for these men who have volunteered and who will be leading the charge. So we just pray, one, that you would uphold them, you would empower them, and that you would encourage them for the activities of the men's club. So be with them and bless us. Bless them. Bless us as we go out into the world today, that we would live so that others would know that we love you and we serve you. And we ask in Christ's name, amen. Amen.